Here's the thing.
Can I have your attention, please, people?
The most famous.
Amazing.
Just great.
So great.
Awesome.
You rock my world.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet.
And the MVPP is something you can get on to. Nominate somebody to be the next most valuable person on the planet. Could be anybody, a person, a pet, a neighborhood, an organization, a plant. Well, probably not a plant.
Ooh, that what kind of plant would be the MVPP?
A rhododendron. I don't even know what that is. Is that a plant?
Yes, it's a flowering bush.
Anybody with a unique story, just go to WGNRadio.com/contest, fill out the nomination form. That's WGNRadio.com/contest. And every weekday morning at 7:20, we say, you are the most valuable person on the planet, Eileen Emmons.
Hello and good morning.
I mean Timmons. And you are the most valuable person on the planet.
Well, thank you. I'm honored for this. And good morning.
Well, nice to talk to you. You're an author, an artist, a professor, a life coach, a labyrinth builder, a board member, and the founder of what organization?
Angeline, which means little angel in Gaelic, my Irish heritage.
Have you ever played Gaelic football? You sound like a Gaelic football fan to me.
No, regular football.
Well, okay.
Regular U.S. football.
And Angeline is what?
Angeline is a company that I formed to spread awareness on forgiveness and sharing the act of forgiveness, the acts of forgiveness, and how to forgive and how it can change your life.
See, it's interesting to me because I think we live in a time where most people blame everybody else for everything, but you're saying and your premise is that we got to drop the self-blame at some level.
Correct. How can you forgive others if you can't forgive yourself? And understanding the process to forgive yourself makes it easier to reach out and ask for forgiveness and then also forgive others. And the path for forgiveness can take people on extraordinary journeys. And it is a journey. Forgiveness is a journey. There's no set time rules or anything.
Well, it definitely takes a bit of time and purposeful energy in order to achieve forgiveness. And the wonderful thing about your message is that truly it helps the person doing the forgiving more than it helps anybody, right?
You're absolutely correct. Because by holding on to holding on to the hurt, you're hurting yourself the second time. Forgiveness is a gift. So you have the initial hurt of yourself, and by holding that energy on, it can affect your immune system. It can impact, there's studies that relate that it can change your immune system by living in these lower energies and not releasing it. So not only that, you're forgiving the person, you're forgiving yourself, you're releasing these harms that you're doing to yourself by holding on to it.
Does seem like I should probably let a few of these grudges go. I've got a full book of them. Let me just start on page one. And Angeline is best found, what, through your website?
Yes. It's I have a website, angeline.com, or anybody can email me at angeline@gmail.com.
And that's A-I-N-G-I-L-I-N. Got a TEDx talk out there as well and a book called The Forgiveness Fairy. And I appreciate you being on. You are the most valuable person on the planet.
Thank you both. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
You need to be visited by the Forgiveness Fairy, Steve Cochran.
She sounded like a tiny little woman. She sounded like she could be a fairy.
I know. Magical. Yeah. She's talking about energy.
I didn't hear her wings flapping, though, as she flew around the room.
I think she was kind of...
hiding it?
Yeah.
You know those fairies.
Pretty fantastic and magical.
So a TEDx talk as well as the book, The Forgiveness Fairy. You know, and get your MVPP nominations in.